Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
The Turnpike. Becoming clear and a little bit cooler tonight. 53 is the low. Sunny and warm on Thursday. High 85. Partly cloudy, windy on Friday. High in the low 80s. Storm chances return Friday evening and they could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey Wichita, Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily, coming up next, exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. Epic battle in the Bronx last night where the Yankees outlasted the Angels as two future Hall of Famers, Aaron Judge and Mike Trout, stood in the middle of the ring trading haymakers. The two three-time MVPs both hit two bombs en route to New York, walking the Angels off on a wild pitch. That was a blast. Too bad it was also a microcosm of Trout's Hall of Fame career. A legendary performance by an all-time great, but nothing to show for it except another L. But don't feel too badly for Trout. He's used to it, and he signed up for it. He's not stuck in Anaheim. He's exactly where he wants to be. Not saying the guy doesn't want to win, isn't competitive, and isn't an all-time great. He is all those things, but the ring is not the most important thing. If it was, he would have busted out of here long ago. You know, like his former teammate Shohei Ohtani did. The guy wanted the ring, the pressure, the major market, and everything that comes along with it. Trout wants none of those things, which is why he has never asked for a trade, and he never will. I'm Jim Rome.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Fuck him now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You like it? Thanks, Katie.
What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Well, hey there. Good morning, everybody. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to you on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, Max Power producing. He's got your KFH hotline at 869-1240. We are rocking and rolling through the midweek here. We can get you on the video streams as well, Facebook, YouTube, X. Your comments welcome there, and on the Odyssey app where you can leave us voice messages. Thanks for tuning in on 12 News Connected as well. We're glad to have you here. However it is that you take in the show, you can also email the show, sportsdaily@kfhradio.com, if you have any commentary. A lot of portal talk coming today. Some movement all around. Still kind of waiting on the big fish for KU, though. KU insider Sri Islata is going to join the show. Royals fans, how you feeling about that offense? My goodness. Wash, rinse, repeat as the Royals fall last night. 2-1. We'll get into the latest there as well. There was a little bit of a lineup shakeup. Was it enough? We'll have it all for you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Join Wichita Brewing Company in celebrating 250 years of America and 15 years of WBC with $2.50 flagship beers on the 15th of every month in 2026. That's today. $2.50 flagship beers today and on the 15th of every month in 2026 at WBC, Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here for 15 years. We come in, TJ Cleland there. How are you this morning, TJ?
I'm great. My dog found a squeaker toy, so I apologize for that. We will get that taken care of. If KFH wants to save some money, we should just stop talking about the Royals and just record the segments because it's the same thing every single day.
Man, it's tough. It's tough. Does Bogey the dog celebrate Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday?
He does not have any Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays. I don't know if he would like that or not. Probably
I'll bet you a dollar they make Hawaiian shirts for dogs.
I bet they do.
You should see.
Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe that's how I'll celebrate. Just put one on him every Wednesday because I'm a
or teach him to be, I'm a or teach him to be a fun hater.
I'm a grumpy old man. No, and by the way, KU's not looking for the big fish. They're looking for a fish. They have
any fish.
All their bait. Fish in the all portal. Their bait is still in their bucket. They have not caught anything. Now they're actually literally looking at a big fish. Bonky, remember Bonky?
No,
the Charlotte 7-footer that played.
Oh, yeah. He's well, they were also looking at. Weren't they looking at Barons from Tulsa too?
Who knows?
I
we're looking at everybody. Who's looking at them is the question now.
I don't know what is happening. What is happening? We'll get Sri Islata's thoughts on it. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. We'll get you all caught up on the portal happenings. You know that we had some movement for. It's interesting. You get movement that we talk about for Wichita State and K-State, and it continues to be the non-movement for KU. That is there. Looking at the NFL draft a little bit closer, we will take you there. Sharon Moore, Derby native. I don't know if you saw this. Quick headline that I didn't miss was a headline yesterday. He pleaded no contest to misdemeanor counts. He'll get 18 months of probation for all of those things that were happening there in Michigan. We get news on the Royals stadium, TJ, that we probably need to get into as a part of the Royals that I mean, are they going to Washington Square? But what if the Royals said anything about this?
So where we are now is that yesterday it was all about can Casey Moe even write up a lease to offer it to them? And that got approved. So now on Thursday, I believe, there's a city council meeting where they will basically vote on if they're going to give it to them or not. And they'll draft it up. And, you know, that's the next step. And then after that, it's up to the Royals if they want to take it or not. So,
okay. Well, right now, it's kind of the only offer that the Royals have. So, I mean, I think they're going to take it. It's the best offer and only offer that they have on the table. I don't know that the state of Kansas ever formally pulled their offer because John Sherman told us at opening day that those conversations were still continuing. But it's, you know, it's $600 million of public money. At this venue, approved for the site of up to, I think, $1.9 billion. It looks like they're gonna have to do a lot of like demolition and knocking some stuff out. I don't even know honestly where Washington Square Park is. Like up in Kansas City, I know just a handful of areas. Truman, where they play now, downtown, like true downtown, Power and Light area, and the would be a Country Club Plaza area. That's it. Yeah. I have no idea where Washington Square Park is.
It's like a stone's throw away from the T-Mobile Center, basically.
So that'd be fine.
It's right across from Union Station. You covered the Royals parade, didn't you? You know where Union Station is.
Yeah. No, I did not cover the parade. Nope. I was just coming back from New York City.
Anyways, it is right there. It's like a couple blocks away. And so that's the next question of all the, you know, infrastructure of what they're going to do here. There's parking lots within walking distance and things like that. What they're going to do next is interesting. I imagine they'll build some garages and do some stuff that way. What will they do to it's all downtown, but now there's going to be kind of a gap between that downtown and that downtown. Like, what are they going to do to bridge that gap and make, and I know a streetcar is the big deal that they want to do to kind of be able to take you, like you can go to Power and Light and get on the train and take you right there. And that's all you have to worry about and that kind of thing. So it'll be interesting. There's a lot of stuff that they're going to do to try to make this work. I still think it's a good thing that they are even within the vicinity of downtown, if that's what's happening. But it's better than the Truman Sports Complex. And I love the K. There's nothing against the K. It's the Truman Sports Complex.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The K, yeah, I don't know, man. The K's kind of... K could use a renovation too. I think you love the K because you grew up with the K.
Yeah, probably.
And that's fine. That's totally fine. There's nothing like I think we overthink how badly we need new stadiums. The K is a fine place to go watch a baseball game, but it's as far as stadiums go now, it's behind a little bit. But I'm not sure that it was ever ahead. They're going to get the new state-of-the-art thing. They just got to find the place for it. I hope this is the end of this. It is the best case scenario for all parties. Now that the Chiefs are headed over to Kansas, Kansas got what it wanted. The Royals are ultimately, if they accept this deal, going to get what they wanted. The only thing we don't know now is that enough public money? Or would leaving the KC area be on the table for more public money? That's now the ball's in the Royals court. So go give us that answer, I guess, because right now the proposal, when does this have to be accepted? Because at this point, like yesterday, it would open right when their lease expires. So there can't be much wiggle room.
I don't know. I mean, Quentin Lucas said that he was aiming for opening day of 2030. Like, he wants to get ahead of this and start going.
Early.
But, you know, some people are like, I don't think that's possible. So
the Royals have to make their decision, like, now.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to happen in 2026 for sure. Like, they can't kick the can until next, you know, legislative sessions and things like that. Like, I agree. I think that they, and maybe that was a part of the plan the whole way through. I don't think it was, but maybe that's what it was to say, like, listen, guys, like, you have one option or you're leaving Kansas City. Like, you need to make this decision right now.
Yeah, man. I hope that's it. I'm so tired of that story. I'm so tired of these stories. It's not just the Royals, the Chiefs too. Like, I'm ready to just like, let's put a shovel in the dirt and let's get after it. Let's see what's happening here. Let's get these stadiums. Even though I don't love paying for them or any of that, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just ready to stop wondering what's going to happen. We'll come back. Let's talk portal, and then we'll get to the Royals. The Royals just make me too mad. Can't start a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday that way. We'll see you in a minute on Sports Day.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths, without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.